Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic. Welcome, everybody, and great to be here in New York. Open Mic, Inner Side, where you can create your own subject. An observation that I just ran through my being before I came on the air. We have a sponsor, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. They donated $700 to us about a year ago. They make a donation usually every year. They missed with the this virus business, you know. But, hey, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for increasing their donation during the virus, and I got a call from them today, and hopefully we will be getting their donation soon, contributing to what we're trying to do. But the observation, if every agency, now maybe the agencies outside the county can't do this, but if every agency in the county, if Silo can do it, let's say donated $1,000 a year to Inner Sight, we would be able to set up a public relations situation and start our business of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, none of these agencies can really do anything to get rid of nursing homes, because they all get money from the state. But if Silo can donate to us, why can't all the agencies? And for the purpose of, you know, it would be for a specific purpose, because that's one of our goals, to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And we would make it public how we're using the money. You know, you have a public relations firm. The evidence is there, and we would be accountable for what we're doing with the money to work toward that. You know, publicize it, send out stories, even try to raise enough money to set up a lobby in Washington. Now, how do you get every agency to donate $1,000 a year? That's not a lot of money for these agencies. $1,000 a year to Inner Sight to do something permanent, see, about these nursing homes, to do something where forever people will not have to go into nursing homes, to actually, you know, and get some congressmen to draft a law that nursing homes are outlawed in this country. That's what we need. So there's the word from Inner Sight. Who will carry the ball to try to make this happen? How do you make it happen? You know, I'm not a fundraiser, but I know what has to be done. I know what has to be done because I've been living it for a long time. And many, many other people are living it. And I bet you not one disabled person would speak against getting rid of nursing homes. Find me one. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And we'll try to open the phones in a little bit. Brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue Bear. Roar. The beautiful bear. And June 5th, keep that date in mind, on the internet, is the Whisker Walk. Now, they had this a few years ago, and my guide dog was a part of it. I'm very proud. I'm hoping that she'll be in it again. And whatever the Big East wants to do with the money is fine with me. All right. Whisker Walk, June 5th. I believe it's on a Saturday. You know. So beware of that. We'll give you more details as we go along. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004. So check them out, adopt an Akita, and join the Whisker Walk. You know, my dog's whiskers are invaluable. I mean, they're like radar. She'll go up to an object or what we call close clearance and decide if we can fit through or not. That is amazing that a dog, an intelligent dog, can figure that out and have that ability within their being. And that's one of the reasons why Inner Sight is so passionate about having a law and licensing these guide dog schools. Because that's what they're denying someone, that kind of safety, when they pull back a dog from the person or when they deny the dog in any way, shape, or form without proof that that person shouldn't have the dog. They should have to prove that because they use that person, that application, to raise thousands of dollars. And for a fraction of that money, you get the dog trained on your own. So there's all kinds of ways to remedy things, and I have to believe that they're not looking into all those ways, because if they were, they would insist upon being licensed and a law to so sign our petition in that connection, change.org on the service dog, and then while you're over there, look at the one on nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Open mic, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Check them out. Big East Akita Rescue and Bear. The letters B-E-A-R, Bear. Raw. The strength of the Akita. Thank them. I thank my Akita for my life, and I thank the rescue for that and for the food for her and the everything they've done for her. All right, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo, thank you for your help. There's an self-advocacy event coming up. I don't know the date. Sending me emails with attachments. I called them today, and I told them I can't open emails with attachments, and on I get it by voice, and they don't provide that. They should, you know. So we'll try to get the date. We'll call Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. You can ask for Justin over there. He's the guy who I believe is heading this thing up, self-advocacy. And I'll comment on that a little later. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much for Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy's donation helps keep the show going. Appreciate that. Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on the subject. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, to mention a few of them who have passed away much too early in life. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. encourage everybody to practice kind of mentality. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And we are on open mic right here, hoping to get the phones open a little bit. Maybe we'll get some phone calls, talk about whatever you want. Let's see, what else? We'll hold the Able News, see if our co-host will come on and do that. Put Able News on hold momentarily. All right, Inner Sight, you need dog food, cat food? Hey, we got a good number for you and a good guy, Gary. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a little bit. If you're disabled or you're unable to get to Gary to pick up the food, let him know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. I know of some people where he has done that. So he's a great guy. You don't have to give him a big explanation why you need the food and all that. He just wants to get you the food. 631-484-3085. Nobody's Starved on Long Island is the name of his group. Probably find him up on the Facebook. Nobody's Starved on Long Island, the name of the organization. Thank you, Gary. All right, Inner Sight around the world, open mic, and I heard a very, very interesting name in the news, a name that I'll never forget as long as I live, and that's the name of Murdoch. Now, I didn't get, I heard it wasn't the older Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch. So I have to assume the name, who is now the CEO of Fox, is the son, I believe. I believe it's a son. Or maybe it's a daughter. The name, I couldn't catch the first name. But in any event, my Murdoch story that I always love to tell, and I'll never forget it. Years ago, when I had lost my job and became a street musician, the agencies for the blind didn't approve of it, so much so that they called me into the Commission for the Blind through the Lieutenant Governor's office and ridiculed me and yelled at me and, it was horrible. It was horrible. And the Commission for the Blind did everything they can to stop me from getting a guide dog. They'll never admit that, of course. Anyway, my friends at the time who worked for Mario Cuomo, Frank Peturo, beautiful guy. He was the guy, by the way, if you may recall, back in the 70s, who did a lot to catch that killer, Son of Sam. Remember that horrible guy? Well, Peturo was very involved with the police in hunting down this guy. So that's who Frank is. And to go on with my story, he got a very prominent writer at the New York Post, Gene Ruffini, to write a story entitled Blind Man Refuses to Stop the Music. And I'll never forget it. They had me without a dog, of course, and with a big sign in front of me. Some music that I wrote. I was playing it on the street. And the New York Post didn't want to print the story. I suspect strongly that they had some influence from the guide dog school, or maybe one of the editors, or, you know, somebody who donated money from there, or whatever. I don't believe that could ever be proven, but I believed it. So I called Mr. Murdoch's office at the time, Rufus Murdoch, the great media giant, as they call him. And I spoke to his private secretary, beautiful lady, big dog lover. Nancy, who to this day I believe still works there. Nancy, if you're listening, I'll always love you. And she evidently contacted or told the Murdoch about this. I know. Well, I can only imagine what happened, you know, in my own way. And I can picture Mr. Murdoch calling the editor-in-chief at the New York Post, you know, having it been explained to him about this story and the pictures and, you know, written by Gene Ruffini, who, by the way, was a great playwright, great playwriter, you know. And I can just picture Mr. Murdoch on the phone with the editor. I forget who the guy's name was. I used to know all their names. What do you mean you won't print that story? You will print it. That's my order. You know, Murdoch is a very, very forceful guy, you know. A lot of guts. Beautiful guy, man. I never met him, but I'd love to. And the next day, this was on a Wednesday, maybe a Thursday, that Friday, they ran that story. New York Post, second page, right as you open the paper. And not only that, they did something very unusual. They ran it 2 days in a row. That story ran on the weekend. Well, I got to tell you, it knocked them all on their ass. And Mr. Murdoch did it. And I'll never forget. He may not ever admit that he did it, you know, but I believe he did. And I'll never forget Mr. Murdoch and how he cared, you know, how he believed in the power of the media, and he put that power to work. And through that power, I got the lieutenant governor at the time get his friends to raise money and help me train a guide dog. I hired one of the best trainers in the world. Sons of Italy paid for it. And I got my first Akita guide dog, all because of Mr. Murdoch and his power of the press. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and see. You can talk about anything you want. We got to get the, if we're going to get the phones open, I don't know. If not, we may have to make a phone call or two, try to get people on the line of Inner Sight, because it is open mic. You can sound off about anything you want. It may turn out to be a one-man open mic. I don't know. But that's all right, whatever it is. It's still in a sight and it's still on the air. And we stand for something. You know? We're not afraid to put people on the air who are caught up in the system, who need help, who don't believe that things should go on the way they are. If you listen to the news, I listen to the business news, you will find out that all these companies are making changes. It's time for changes. And that should be happening with the disabled and the companies that are supposed to be there for us and help us. They should be making changes too. See? They should insist upon it. The politicians won't go along with it. Insist upon it. No, we're not going to do this anymore. People need help. People are suffering. And Inner Sight stands up for that. We demand that the money be used in a better way to help people, because that's the main problem of why people can't get help. The money is there for that help. Now, how many moms, yesterday being, or Sunday was Mother's Day, happy belated to all, a piece of information that you can't Google. Right. How many moms spent Mother's Day in a bed in a nursing home? Even though the money was there to have them be in their own home with, you know, maybe a couple of friends or even family who cared about them. Now you can't Google that information. It doesn't exist. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody send me an email. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Send me an email. Give me the information. I want a number. How many? How many moms? There's no statistics on that. You know why? Because the government doesn't care about those people. That's why. And every program that is out there, what's the bottom line of the program? Your criteria changes, boom, nursing home. That's the bottom line of every program. There isn't one program in this country that guarantees, I stress the word, guarantees that you'll never go into a nursing home. The money there in the right place, in the right way, and we will guarantee it. Because it can be guaranteed. You know how? One simple way. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. There's your guarantee. Right there. There isn't one agency on this planet that should not want that. Care about the disabled. And should be working toward that in some way. Working toward turning nursing homes into accessible housing. And I mentioned it at the outset of this open mic, how they could do that. All the agencies in Suffolk County, New York, where we are, donate $1,000 to Inner Sight every year. And we'll start it going. See? Our good friends at Suffolk Bus they do that. They even donate more than 1,000. So come on. Do what Mr. Murdoch did. Publish this story. Because you want to save lives. You want to save people. You want to give people the right to live their own life and not have to give up their home and their pension. The disgrace to this country. So there is the way that every agency can help. What's $1,000 to these agencies? Nothing. No, you have 100 agencies. That's $100,000. That will enable us to hire a public relations firm. Get the thing rolling. Let people know what's going on. Put it up on the internet every day. Right in front of the world. There it is. Question is, will they have the guts of Mr. Murdoch, who made them print that story about my guide dog, that they wouldn't give me the guide dog? He made them do it. So there it is, world. By the way, we don't have the phone, so if you want to dial in, leave your number, 312-224-3090. We'll try to retrieve it and get back to you if you want to be on the air. Open mic, where you can pick your own subject. And I heard today that this big car company, what, Tesla? Yeah, they had to stop making these a lot of these vehicles, because they can't get the parts. I think a lot of those parts come from China. There's probably a shortage, you know, over there with the people being ill and all that. Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on. Someone called me and told me they saw on the news how $800 billion worth of fraud in connection with the virus. You know, monies that people took unlawfully and lied about and what have you. That's a lot of money. Now the government will have to spend money to investigate and prosecute, and, you know, I don't think they'll ever get that money back. An individual does that, then most likely the money's gone. But it shows you how there's a lot of waste, a lot of money being wasted in so many different ways. Now, you heard me talk about one of our sponsors, Silo. We thank them. They're going to have a self-advocacy conference. I don't know the exact date of it. I'll try to find out. But one of the things that bothers me, and I don't believe any of these agencies could set up a lobby in Washington to amend the ADA for strict enforcement, because self-advocacy is good. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against it. But how can you be a self-advocate when the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, does not protect you? And there's no enforcement. Where's the enforcement? You know, it took them 4 years or more to put up a simple traffic light on a down the road where I live. They got away with it. There's no penalty. You know, there's no example of what happens to people if they allow some of us to be in more danger because we can't read the light? It's unbelievable what we have to go through because we're not protected by the law. And self-advocacy, yes. But there's got to be more than that. The law should be there for you. And with this ADA, believe me, it isn't. It doesn't do a damn thing to protect people from going into nursing homes. Not one thing that I know of. So, yeah, call Silo. Find out when the self-advocacy is. Their number is 631-880-7929. Now, we're going to break the station. So, stand by. You're going to be silent for a minute or so. Stand by. All right, Inner Sight, we're back live, and we're going to see if we can get one of our buddies on the line here, my buddy Louie, to talk about Friday night when we get together and do the frolics. So stand by, we'll try to get Louie on the line.
Hello?
You're live on Inner Sight, Lou.
Hello, Frank Ferrario. This is Lou Rivera talking.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I got you this time because of no engineer.
Yeah, right. This is what we got to do. When there's no engineer, you call, and I'll call you back. I'll get
yeah.
you back. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. So you listen to the show, and if I say there's no engineer, you want to be on, you call like you did, and I'll get you back.
Okay.
Anyway, how you doing?
How you doing, otherwise? Today is the open mic.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello,
open
this
mic.
Is the open mic. I'm talking to Frank Perino without Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. She's not engineering tonight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun on Friday. I know that.
Yeah, I know. I call on a Friday. I spoke to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing jokes for Rosanna Dana and Jerry Lewis and doing Cooper doing a song for you.
Yeah, we had a beautiful song and a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We had Jimmy Dinigan.
Yeah.
With the pills.
My name is Jimmy Dinigan. I'm talking to Frank Perino about my buddy over here. Yeah.
So listen,
right.
What'd you do today? Did you have a good day? Did you go out today?
I got to wait till my eyes heal. My doctor says I got to wait till I recovered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what you had, an operation?
The cataract a long time ago.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Can you see all right?
I'm all right. I see clearer on the right eye.
Oh, that's good.
And I went to Olive Garden Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Celebrating Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Yeah, you took your mom over there.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, my sister and a friend, and my mom and dad and I went.
Oh, that's nice.
Crowded around here.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
I know it's over.
Related.
I had spaghetti and marinara sauce and meatballs.
Oh yeah.
Yup.
Oh, do you have any olives?
For the salad.
Yeah, yeah.
I had salad at first. I thought it was salad, and I had I was going to order, but they got lasagna at Olive Garden, too.
Oh.
They got breadsticks.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a good time over there.
My father doing jokes and everything. Yeah, cracking up.
Who, your father?
Yeah.
The old Sarge.
Yeah, he was drinking, gin and tonic?
Oh.
I was drinking sangria.
Oh, wow.
It was, I drank it, it's all right, not too strong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Well, listen, tell us, give us a good announcement now.
Okay.
Friday night, go ahead. Louis Rivera.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Louis the Lip, or Louis Loves, as you might call it. Make sure you turn on a Friday from 8 to 9, Inner Psych, the thing, the Follics. We have a lot of fun with Love Drops and get Rosetta Dana and Pat Cooper and the Swab. And your friendly philosopher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You forgot
Lord
about.
Hardy.
Don't forget about Connie and Chrissy.
I saw it on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
It was good. I should have recorded and taped it.
They make you laugh.
Yeah, make my laugh my funny bone. Yeah, I should have taped it on the tape recorder. I give it to you through the phone. Show that to Suzanne. I tape it on a tape recorder on the Kai and Chrissy.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't want to wear one of their dresses, though.
Yeah, they're in good shape, and I ain't gonna wear them. They got lipstick on.
Lipstick?
Yup.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. I just finished my dinner. I had a chicken parmesan sandwich and salad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I ate it. I finished it. Tomorrow I'm having pizza.
Oh, that's good for you. Chicken,
yeah.
Salad, you know.
Yeah, Olive Garden is in Bayshore, South Shore Mall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They got great Italian pasta over there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pasta at Olive Garden?
I like angel hair.
Angel hair?
Yeah, the very thin one, you know.
What's an angel hair?
Yeah, with the sauce and all that.
What, the hair spaghetti?
Yeah, they're very thin.
Nah, I like the regular spaghetti, not
thin
angel
spaghetti.
Hair.
Oh, you like...
angel hair, which I could eat it, but no.
You don't like the hair of an angel?
Yeah, how's it taste?
Good.
Is it tasty, nice and tasteful spaghetti?
It's tasty, too, like Vita Vita Veggie Vita.
Vitamin and Benjamin, yeah.
Vitamin and Benjamin. Remember that?
I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. And then Lucy McCarter was drunk.
Hey, Rick. Hey, I called you Ricky. Look at that. Hey, Louie.
Yeah.
Can you talk like Ricky?
Hey, Lucy's doing... Lucy's doing a commercial. Lucy, you cannot do this commercial. You're going home. Come on now. Lucy,
hey, that's pretty good,
Lucy,
man.
Get out of that TV right now. I said, come on out of there, Lucy. And he took the plug and he electrocuted Lucy Ricardo.
Well, listen, Friday night we're going to have Louie imitate Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, right.
Friday night.
Okay.
So tune in. You can hear all that and a lot more.
Did I call on your cell or call on a regular phone for that show?
No, I dialed you. I called you.
Okay, right. Okay.
So
how many minutes?
Right.
How many minutes your show has left? How many minutes?
I don't know. I have to check. Let's see. Wait a minute. How many minutes we got left?
Yeah.
Hold on. Stand by, Louie.
I'm Craig Frank from Reno. Hello, I'm Suzanne Taurasi, Ferrero on the phone, too.
841 New York. We got about 18 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Frank Perino. I'm going to call you Friday night. I'm going to call Connie and Chrissy, too.
If she's not here, I'll call you.
Okay.
Either way, now, we can get you on, see? How's
okay.
that? That's pretty good, huh, Lou?
Yeah, I know. I wish in my dreams I'm filling in for Suzanne on the blog rail.
Right.
I fell in for Suzanne.
Yeah, try to do some studying on the Lucy show. See which couple you can pick out. Talk like Ricky, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Lucy, we sprung a lick.
Okay, see. Okay, Frank, you take care. I'll call you Friday.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Louie. We love you, man.
I love you back. Okay. Take care.
Take care. All right. In a sight. And open mic and the great, great Louie the Lip. You know, it's funny how Louie never knew how funny he could be until we discovered his great talent here on Inner Sight. He's a great conga player, a great musician. But usually people like that have multiple talents, you know. And now Louie coming out with being a character here. Louie the Lip. We got that name from a movie. Remember that movie with Cary Grant? He was a newspaper editor, and there was a guy in there named Louis, gangster type guy. They called him Louis the Lip. I forget the name of that movie, but it was Cary Grant. Irene Dunne was in it, and it's about a guy who was accused of murder. And this guy was so innocent, and the paper proved it, and they saved him. It's a comedy with the late, great Cary Grant. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and if you want to be on the show, give us a call, and we'll get back to you. 631-224-3090. Give us a flash on the phone. And leave your number, and we'll get back. We got about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes on the show. Open mic. Pick your own subject. Yeah, let's see. Television reruns. Tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Check us out. And we are still sending in reruns, so hope to get back to the studio. Thursday night, Altice, 7:30 on Channel 20, Thursday night, our program here local on Long Island. So you got the two outlets. One is World Wide Web, Channel 3 on the Spirit, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And the local one here, they never went internet on that. They were supposed to. I don't know whatever happened to that, but nevertheless, we're supposed to be all over Long Island Thursday night, 7:30. Channel 20, Inner Sight, around the world. Yeah, we go to a lot of different countries with this show. Isn't it amazing how people in different countries can hear this show in their own language? To me, that's pretty fantastic, you know, how they could do that. And we appreciate that people can, you know, even if we get a few people listening, that word spreads. Last count, we have 114,500 and some odd listeners. We don't have our engineer here tonight, so can't get a accurate count, but that was a last look at the number of people listening to InterSight. Why do people listen? Why do we have so many people who listen to this show? Well, I believe it's because we're so different and creative, you know, and we're not your run-of-the-mill program that endorses programs that aren't helping people. I mean, in comparison to your own home, with the help that you need, is a nursing home helping somebody? Never. How could they? Take your money, take your retirement, you know, take your life, cause all kinds of problems with you from being in bed all day. There's no comparison. That's why people listen to us, because we let the world know that this is not acceptable. You know, just like it's not acceptable about going to a guide dog school, training for 3 weeks, and never getting your dog without a fair hearing, a court hearing with a law. And it's not acceptable to many of us that these guide dog schools are not licensed to train dogs. They should be. They're dealing with people's lives. That's why people listen to us. Because we say these things, we come out, and we want them changed. We demand changed. Not acceptable to go and meet with a congressman like I did several months ago and ask and tell him to amend the law, the ADA, for enforcement. I didn't ask the congressman to put up any money. I asked him to amend the law. You know, to get together with a colleague and draft the law so that we would have something to fight for. And he didn't do a damn thing about it. That's not my congressman. I don't consider that person my congressman. To abandon me like that and the millions of others, the millions of people. That's why people listen to us, because we take a stand. We did the same thing with the state, the head state senator, who refused to license the guide dog schools. We even volunteered. We're a guide dog school officially. We volunteered to be the first one to be licensed. And that wasn't good enough for them. That's why people listen to InterSight, because they won't hear this anywhere else. I wish they would, because then it would be easier to change it. I don't believe anyone else will come out and do a program and state the issues the way we do, especially if they get money from the state. All right, InterSight, open mic, and I want to thank all our listeners. I thank all those 114,000 14,000 plus listeners. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate them so much that we want to get the money to change this system so people don't have to live in fear of a nursing home. Or you can have rights in connection with a service dog. That's why people listen to us. Because they know that we give a damn about them. What little we have, how many times have we given financial aid to people? Sure, in a small way, because that's all we got. But we set the example for all the agencies to raise money and to help people and to push for a law where nobody can take away your disability money, no matter what. That money should belong to us. We have earned that money with our lives, with our blood, with our mental capacity in trying to fix a system that was left broken by the government. When they did it for everybody, they should have done it for those of us who are disabled too. They should have counted us in, and they didn't. That's why you got a big mess now. So that's why people listen to us, because they know. They know that we give a damn. They know that we would do it if we had the money to do it. What we would do with it. One of the first things would be the damn nursing homes. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. Make it so that a person can remain in their own home. If they're sick, they need to go to a hospital, that's a different story. But hospitals should not be affiliated with these damn-ass nursing homes, because that doesn't help someone. The hospital should be affiliated with a person's home. And make sure that that person's going to go home with everything they need to live whatever life they have left. That should be the purpose of a hospital, not shoving them into a nursing home. And how many kickbacks have there been with that situation that haven't even been revealed yet? Wait till that story comes out. Everything that Inner Sight predicts comes true. Have you ever noticed that? No, we don't know anything. We just live it. When you live something, you know a lot more than you think you know. Because it's part of your life. All right, don't forget, tomorrow night we got the nursing home show, and we're going to talk about that more, how hospitals should not be affiliated with nursing homes. Who needs them? You know. Thursday night show, the title is going to knock their socks off. The government is anti-disabled. This government is anti-disabled. I believe it in many, many ways. And we'll cite a lot of different reasons why we believe it Thursday night. Friday's the funny. Let's see. Monday night is, as was last night, Mad or Glad Monday. You could talk about things you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday's the open mic. Wednesday's the nursing home program. And Thursday, a different subject. Friday, the funnies, as you heard Louie talking about. And on the nursing home show, you will not hear us say improve nursing homes. You know, there's no way to improve nursing homes. The only way to improve nursing homes is not to have them there. And something good, make something good out of them. Turn them into accessible housing. That's what you'll hear about. Toward that end, we have a tentative date of a demonstration next September from 11 to 2, a location to be announced. We're hoping to get enough support on this. We want people online to work with us and people at the site. So let's see if we get enough support to pull this off. And the message will be, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Outlaw them. Outlaw nursing homes in this country. That's what we need. That would save the lives and enhance the lives of millions and millions of people when that comes about. All right, in a sight, I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank Louis for being on the show. And I want to thank all the guide. I want to thank all the guide dogs for putting up with these agencies. You know, people don't usually think in terms that we think in. How about all the guide dogs that are separated from their owners and the one that they're supposed to help? How many dogs have suffered through that? How many have died from it? How many have died from it? You never hear about that. All right, sign the petition, change.org, on the nursing homes and on the service dog. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedoms. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home show. And we're going to do it, world. We're going to turn this system around. Thank you, Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Give us more inner sight, inner sight, inner sight, inner sight.